And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Crashed Out. It's just another gig. Listening to Dizorro's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crashed Out, just another gig. Crashed Out, Tony. Punk greatness from Jarrow.
Right.
And they first came to our attention by Captain Oi many, many years ago. We got sent the CD and it was really good. And we played some stuff off it. And then we never heard anything else. We don't mention Captain Oi often enough, by the way. Fabulous label. And then, out of the blue, they sent me a message on Twitter saying, do you want some of our stuff? I went, yes, I do. So they sent some. We got some new stuff out. We just played a track. You can find out more about them. What I actually said to them was, can you email paulieb@punkyradio.com with some MP3s? And they went, yes, and did. And thank you, Crashed Out. Lovingly known as Crashed Out. Tony.
Nice.
Yeah. What is Crashed Out's website?
Crashedout.com.
crashed-out.co.uk or crashed-out.co.uk if you prefer. Probably be Internet One, Tony Nil, and we'll hopefully be playing more from Crashed Out in a few weeks' time. I've got some additional material for you this week, Tony.
Excellent.
Which I'm obviously very excited about. Now, I've got two here. I've got a joke and a poem.
Right.
Do you think you've got enough to talk about in this show for me to do both now?
I have bits.
Right,
yes.
Excellent. Let's do both then. So first up, in the aftermath of the hilarity of the most brilliant World Cup ever.
Mm-hmm.
We sadly we didn't win. I got this from Sussex Saint, you know, for a third week in a row. It's a third poem in a row. He goes, "Hi, Paul." Well, that didn't work, did it? With reference to last week's World Cup poem.
No.
He goes, "Here's the last part of the World Cup trilogy. Sing it if you like. This one's called We Got Our Pride Back. I don't think I can sing it for the simple reason, judging by the first line, so no, the end is here. Because if I'm going to do it like that, I'll do it like Sid Vicious."
Right.
Shall we see how far I get?
Go for it.
"And we have faced the final curtain. Ha ha. My friend, I'll say it clear. We scored a goal because 82 which beat us." It might not scan that well.
Right.
"Gareth has given us hope. And his waistcoat was sharp and trendy. But more, much more than this, we got our pride back. Regrets, there's one or two. If Harry's shot was only sharp..." He sounds a bit Mancunian, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think I'll just read it. "The second half needed more cool and extra time when South was faster. But when we take a view and look what they did in Russia, oh yes, we can say once again, we got our pride back. Yes, there were times..." I'm doing it like I'm doing like William Shatner now. "I'm sure you know." "When we all thought or dreamt we'd get through and bring it home, that trophy of dreams, we'll rule the world and we'll make big schemes. But in the end, we'll have to say, it's gone abroad again." Cheers, Sussex Saint. That is in reference to me putting on Twitter, "It's gone abroad," straight after "It's coming home" when it didn't come home. And he actually liked it. And he's obviously nicked that last line. That's mine.
Yes.
Anyway, cool. What a great poem stroke version of "I Did It My Way," not my rendition, the actual words. Excellent work, Sussex Saint.
Beautiful.
And a number of different singing styles there from yours truly. However, Gary Middleton, Tony, he sent me, what, more than one joke in. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb at punkyradio, titling your email "Comedy Suburbs," and I'll read the joke out. I'll tell you if it's any good. I'll read it out anyway. It says, "Hi, Paul. Here are a couple of jokes that I sometimes tell to keep the pensioners amused in between songs when my ukulele club visits their sheltered housing or care homes."
Wow.
"Hopefully you'll get them quicker than they usually do. Although I suspect the jokes about reference books might be a bit niche. Let's see. Here comes the first one."
Okay.
"I bought the world's first thesaurus today. Not only is it terrible, it's terrible." Tony likes it. Here comes the second one. "The next week, someone stole my good thesaurus. I literally have no words for how angry that made me." Here comes the third one. "Then I bought a dictionary from a second-hand shop. I flipped the front cover to find that someone had ripped out the first 50 pages. No aardvark, no axe, no backgammon. So I flipped to the end and discovered that they'd also ripped out the last 50 pages. No wretched, no xylophone, no zebra. It just went from bad to worse." "I know I said a couple, but I remembered the middle one just as I finished typing the first one. Keep up the good work. Punky is alarmingly dependable for how much good stuff it gets out there, especially for a show that's been going as long as it has. Cheers, Gary in sunny Dundee." Thank you very much, Gary.
Excellent. He got in touch with me as well recently.
Oh, he did. So do you want to talk about that now or do you want to save it?
Let's save it. I'll come back to it.
We'll come back to Gary in Dundee.
Do it later in the show.
Thanks very much, Sussex Saint, as well, for giving us three poems in a row there, the third being far and away the best.
Excellent, yeah.
Excellent. All right, so a band we played the other week, and I promised something brilliant from them, it's happening now, is the Hard Toms, Tony.
Okay.
The Hard Toms are a Tom Jones punk tribute band from Canada.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you do remember.
I do.
They've got an album out right now called Panties Not Included.
Beautiful.
And they've got a bass player and lead vocalist called Steve Whitehouse.
Okay.
But it's not the same double bass player and lead vocalist called Steve Whitehouse, who is the lead singer and double bass player with Frenzy. That's quite bizarre, isn't it?
Hmm.
Steve Whitehouse, if you're listening, you have a double. And Steve Whitehouse, if you're listening, you have a double. Do you see what I did there?
I do.
I'm not suggesting they both get drinks, and I'm certainly not buying. What is The Hard Toms Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Hard Toms.
It is indeed. It's Tony one, Paulie B and the internet one. And I have no words, Tony. It's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging around with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you know it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad at anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if you ever find that you change at any time, it's not unusual to find out I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have no words. Absolutely brilliant. I will say, we got sent 4 songs by the Hard Toms.
Right.
We've now played 2. Of the other 2, 1 is Delilah.
Right.
So it will be happening at some point before the summer's out.
Excellent.
Make sure you check them out. Facebook.com/The Hard Toms. You will not be disappointed. Tony.
Hmm.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you have a comment for us, don't forget to leave it on our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page while you're there. Leave us a comment. Comments are preferable to messages so everyone can see them. We are nothing if not visible, show. Nothing is hidden. So
Visible.
We are incredibly so.
Yes.
So, 3 comments this week, 2 in response to last week's show. So, first up, in response to either last week's show, but more likely the football, Jen, Glenn and Chris has been in touch.
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn?
We don't know if it's Jen or is it Glenn, and they're not saying anything apart from sorry. Which I think might well be after the England match. Thanks, Jen, Glenn.
Well, I'm sorry too, but we are rubbish. And we were very lucky to get to the semi-final. We were putting a brave face on it while it was going on, but we're pants, aren't we, really?
Yeah, I never expected us to get past the first round, but the semi-final, it's fantastic.
Hey, you can't knock it. And Croatia, that beat us in a very close game, actually were far and away better than France in the final. And were absolutely superb. The final was a brilliant final, full of incident. It had everything, even a pitch invasion from Pussy Riot.
Yes, yeah.
The only thing it didn't have was a red card. But that's all right, because I didn't back a red card. I had a 50p bet at 10-1, Tony, on there being an own goal. There's never been an own goal in a World Cup final, and the first goal was an own goal. I got £5.50.
Oh, very nice.
So thank you, Croatia. There was one winner that day on your side.
Richard Holman's been in touch.
Hello, Richard.
And he just says, love the show, keep up the great work. Thank you very much. I'm not sure we've heard from you before.
I like the start of that. Tony, I like the start of that.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Mm.
The second half sounds like almost a threat, like keep up the great work or something bad will happen.
Well, there's not a dot, dot, dot after it, so I'm taking it as a positive.
Yeah, all right then. So we'll stay just one more week.
There you go. Only about, 2 weeks on my birthday, so we'll for at least a couple more weeks.
Sorry, that was who, Tony?
Richard Holman.
Hello, Richard Holman.
Hello.
Thank you very much for the comment.
Let us have no more about you. How long have you been listening?
Yeah, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, whoever you may be. Ugly Shoes have been in touch.
That always makes me happy. But has he got in touch as Jeff Harris?
He has.
Right.
I thought I'd treat him by calling him Ugly Shoes. He does like it. He says, thank you both for your kind words. The reason I'm posting on this page is that they have shut down my Jeff Ugly Shoes page until I can prove to Facebook that my legal name is indeed Jeff Ugly Shoes. In their endeavours to protect your privacy, they've decided that my other profile is somehow dangerous.
His other profile is somehow dangerous. I have to say, it's been rather controversial, and some comments he's made on my page from that other profile have led to hysteria.
It was a joke. He was posting a lot of jokes, wasn't he? I can't remember. Yeah, I remember the incident. Yeah. I can't remember the...
It was very funny, actually. Yeah. It was very funny. Not the post he commented on my page that led to the mass hysteria, but the profile itself. Is very. He did a lot of funny things on it.
He did. He says, thank you for twatting those bell ends for me. You notice I didn't suggest that I would shoot the intruder. The only gun I own is a muzzle loader flintlock. Almost anti-American, I know.
Yeah, I know, but tremendous instruments.
And getting the powder, lead, wadding, etc. together as well as unlocking the rifle.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it, if he just sat there and someone said, ugly shoes, there's an intruder. And he just says, pass me the flintlock.
Wait there.
I hope they're around for a little while.
Yeah. I only use it for sport shooting, and wild sports are nearly extinct. Was really hoping England would win the cup.
You took out Neymar.
Was really hoping.
At least on occasion during the World Cup, he looked like he'd been shot.
Oh God, yeah, ridiculous. Was really hoping England would win the cup, and then you guys would consider taking us back. We are truly sorry and repentant for our rebellion, and would freely welcome British rule again. We have a cartoon as a present and are really embarrassed by this. We love England in all its glory. Go beat Belgium. Thanks, Mr. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
It's a lovely comment, it's a lovely thought, except right now you wouldn't want British rule, mate, because we couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery.
We're not even ruling ourselves at the moment.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd want to take back the children.
But thanks, Jeff, for getting in touch.
Yeah, cheers, man, and I hope you're very well, and I hope you're all right after the incident.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to know what the incident was, and you didn't hear last week's show, listen to last week's show.
There you go.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called The Ringleaders, which I'm very excited about, and I'm excited about the label they're on. But first up, those wonderful, swanky, posh fellows from Leeds who go by the name of the Swindells. They are the Swindells. We call them the Swindells. They think it's funny. But I cannot think of a band less suited to the description as Motown ladies than the Swindells. They're great. They've got an album out now called Fear is the Gun, and it's brilliant. And actually, what I normally do when I play two songs in a row is try and have two that sound noticeably different. Actually, these two don't. They just rock hard with gravelly voices. You'll see what I mean. Mm. First up, Tony, what is the Swindells? I can't help myself. What's the Swindells website?
Swindells.com?
The Swindells.band. Swindells.band. Port of the Internet 2, Tony 1. As I say, stay tuned for the Ringleaders. First up, same old.
Van Head.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was the Ringleaders, a track called Gold Coast Woman. That's come from Hound Gourd Records, Tony.
Ooh.
Hound Gourd got in touch with them a little while ago, and we played a couple of tracks by bands they sent us. They sent us another two, and I couldn't wait to play them. Now, I've done something a bit weird here, because I've called them Supergroup and then put BCB. And I no longer remember what BCB stands for. But they are, the Ringleaders are made up of various members of punk bands from the west coast of the States and such.
Right.
And that is a cracking song. What, right, I couldn't find a website for them though, which is maybe because they've all got their own websites for their own bands. So what I thought I'd do instead is, I'll give you the point.
Okay.
Right, and I'll just read out the label's website, Hound Gourd. How about that?
Okay, cool.
All right, okay. So the website for the label, where you can find out about the band and all the other bands on the label, is houndgawd.com, houndgawd.com. Tony 2, probably the internet 2. Does that sound fair enough?
That's fine by me.
Right, so did you do anything last week?
Played the acoustic gig that I mentioned. So my friend Steve got married. He got married last week. They got married last Thursday in Matlock. And then on the Saturday he had kind of like his wedding party. Instead of having a wedding reception, he had a wedding festival. So they hired a farmer's field and just put a tent up and a stage, and he had friends and bands playing and things. It was good fun. So I did a 20 minute set. It was good. It was a really nice day for it. Yeah,
Tony, every day is a nice day for it at the moment here.
I know. But they had a good, like, donut vans there and burger vans and staying. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
It was all good fun. So, yeah, I did my 20-minute set. Realised, I think it's going to be the last time I do acoustic stuff. I don't like acoustic music. I don't.
No, it's rubbish, Tony.
I don't like listening to it, and I certainly don't like. Because what I had to do is redo a lot of alcohol songs as acoustic songs, and you end up killing them. And
yeah.
So I'm not going to do it again. But I did enjoy the day.
And I guess you have to slow them down a bit, don't you?
Yeah, well, I try to keep them as fast as I can, but then it just doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I did my best. It actually didn't sound too bad, but ultimately it's going to sound better as a band, so there ain't no point doing it.
You do like donuts.
I do like donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's cinnamon sugar on them.
I noticed you mentioned the donuts before the burgers there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got an extra one. They had four, it was £4 for £2, and I got £5 for £2.
Wow.
I'd like to think it was my winning smile.
I think it probably was. Tony, you've spent a lot of money on it.
That is true. What did you get up to last week?
Well, I watched the World Cup, mate.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I watched the end of the World Cup, and what I was right about, the reason that I was quite glad we didn't make the final was because I couldn't have been able to bear it if France had beaten England in the final and it handed them a second star above their badge. Because when you win the World Cup, you're allowed to have a star above your badge. So England have one star above their badge and France had one star above their badge. But France now have two stars above their badge, which is bad enough. But if it had been us that had handed them it, it would have been too much. Then I thought about it, Tony, and I looked at the badges themselves. In England, of course, we have the three lions. And France, they have a cockerel. And I have to say, I'd rather have one star of our three lions than a two-star cock. So we've still got something. I clutch at straws. I did see another band in the lion.
Okay.
Yeah, and this time around, it was a band that... Well, I walked in and I wasn't sure, Tony. My mate Pierre was up and we went down. He was doing a gig in Beeston and then he came out of mine and then we went out a couple of pints and we went. I said, look, we're going down. There's normally a band on that we like. And we walked in and the song we heard was absolutely terrible. Some kind of folk Celtish sort of thing. You'd say Celtic. There was some Celtic folk going on, Tony. And we didn't like it. So I ordered a pint of 101 cider, my new favourite. We went in the out the back, and then the next song had a different vocalist and was a different style, and it was a Tom Waits number.
Oh.
And then things got good, and we realised that there's four or five guys in this band, and each time a different one sings, and it's the stuff he likes. So it meant there was only one of them who did stuff we didn't like, and he was the one who liked the Celtic folk stuff.
Right.
Whereas the other ones were all great. So we got some Tom Waits and we got some Nick Cave and we got some really good stuff, basically. It was good fun. The second pint of 101 cider, which that 6% is strong enough to make me wobble about and nearly fall over like Neymar. I would also, speaking of Neymar, mention that we mentioned Ugly Shoes might have shot Neymar with a flintlock, and this must be the first time ever that any show, certainly any music podcast ever, has had flintlock and matlock in the same bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah.
Nah.
So yeah, so that was what I got up to last week, and I'm not doing a lot more this week, but the week after I am doing stuff.
Okay.
Alright. I'm going to play you some from the vaults.
Okay.
A genuine from the vaults, because I know in recent weeks our from the vaults have been a bit not quite from the vaults, or wasn't from the vaults at all in the case of the one we played, because it was a new one, because it was the England song. This is King Automatic from, I believe, the last album, Lorraine Exotica, which came out in, I think, 2015. Even though I'm saying it's a classic from the vaults, it's not, in that I don't think we played this track, but it is in keeping with how me and Pierre ended up the night the other night. If you haven't heard of King Automatic before, he's a brilliant, ironically, French one-man band. Absolutely terrific. And I saw him at a gig called What's Cooking, which is in, where's that, Leytonstone.
Okay.
On a Tuesday night, and it was brilliant. And he is great live, and he's a great act, and you'll enjoy this. And after being on the verge of saying up yours, Delors, after the World Cup, I do have to say, our French friends in the music industry are some of our favourites.
Yeah.
They certainly are. I speak, of course, about Eric Baconstrip and
Jean Bleu. Is it Jean Bleu?
I was about to say it, and Jean Bleu, yeah. We still talk about Jean Bleu, don't we, after all these years. They did a song called Poopy that we played, and then they had a song called Atomic Susie that they sent us on a two-track CD with a handwritten cover that was just fantastic, really nice. Anyway, this is King Automatic, and he's brilliant, and I love him. What is King Automatic's website?
KingAutomatic.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, pulling the internet too. I think that came by Dirty War. No, it came by Voodoo Rhythm, I think.
Okay.
It's one of those. I think it came by Voodoo Rhythm, not absolutely sure. Anyway, Tony 3, probably the internet too. This is Drunk Friends.
Drunk friends, very up. You hold the phone away from your ear, cause they're not speaking clear. Drunk friends, there'll be a point where there'll be gaps when they realize they're fucked out of their mind.
you don't drink, but why would they ever have fun, you're up, if they were so pissed? Drunk friends, endless laments, wailing and gnashing of teeth down the line. You can't help if you try. Drunk friends, just when you think they've got to the end, they're contributing for the dance down the whole thing starts all over again.
Listen to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Automatic, Drunk Friends. Absolutely brilliant. Make sure that you do check him out via kingautomatic.com. Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Another week, another gig. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is this watch them playing, who are they playing with, is it international, does it have to be in the UK, does it have to be in Nottingham. Do let me know your gigs. Again, I haven't had one for me this week, so I have found one. Keeping in my promise not to try and close the local venues down, I'm looking towards Sheffield this time.
I can always recommend trying to close down venues in Derby, Tony.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe next week. Looking at you, Derby. This Saturday, 21st, Tramlines Fringe Unlimited Punk All Dayer.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's free. It's free entry. So the Mulberry Bar and Venue in Sheffield. It's on Arundel Gate. It's in S1, so it must be pretty central. So various bands, it's all free. Mau Mau's are playing, Reasons to be Cheerful, Hospital Food, The King Crows, Scumbus, Public Gallery, Benefit State, All Out Attack, Three Stone Monkey are playing.
Hey.
Hacksaw, Worm, Twisted Biscuit, Prisons of War, Snake Rattlers.
Well, that's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot there, so it's going to be an all-dayer. It's Saturday, it's free. Why not? And Three Stone Monkey, you've got to see them.
They really do have the punky seal of approval, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Featuring Psycho, the crowd around
them. They really do. And that will also be a Picotta as well, by the way, of course.
Yeah, tell you, I wonder if he'll be dressed up as a big bear.
Who knows?
Now that he's both the hood rat, garden gnome, and the baby. He's multifaceted. I never thought I'd say that about Psycho the Crowd Arouser. He's multifaceted, and Three Stone Monkey are terrific live. Yeah.
Did you go for it? But that's the one I have.
And a classic Pagotra, Tony.
Thank you very much.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Support the Blades.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd say that. Right, I've got something down here that I didn't mean to have down, but it's all right, I've got him next bit. Playing two songs in a row now, Tone.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Zip Heads with another unusual track. They keep doing them. First up, this is our second band from Hound Gorge, Tony.
Right.
This band up in the States, they're from Oviedo, which is in Spain, isn't it?
Don't know.
And they're called Hey Honcho and the Aftermaths.
Right.
What is their Bandcamp page?
Heyhoncho.bandcamp.com?
Good idea, but wrong way around. Theaftermaths.bandcamp.com. Making it Bully Beans Net 3, Tony 3, and this is Can't Stand the Pain.
Can't
Listening to The New Waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We'll talk about The New Waves just a second. First up, you did just hear The Zipheads and a track called Matter of Time. All the way from Snorbans, Tony, The Zipheads' prehistoric beat came out 5 years ago. It's been re-released on Bomber Music with some extra tracks. One of the extra tracks was You've Got to Pick Up a Guitar Too. And I found something else that they're kind of not known for but kind of are, which is the track you just heard, Matter of Time, which I think we can call straightforward ska. Zipheads best known for being rockabilly, psychobilly, rock and roll, but they do branch out, as they prove there. Another brilliant track. What is the Zipheads website?
Is this the one that's ZZZ or Zipheads.com?
Well, who's asking the questions here, Tony?
That's a good point. Is it ZZZ.Zipheads.com?
It is.
Hey.
I'm sorry to be such a tease. ZZZ.zipheads.com, or if you're in America or some other third world country, ZZZ.zipheads.com. And that makes it Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. Now let's talk about the new wave, shall we?
Okay.
So this is a new bed underneath us right now. Every once in a while we bring a new bed. I do often think we don't do the bands justice, really, that are featured on the beds. A bed is what's happening underneath us while we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah. And the New Waves are, right, so the New Waves have come via Squid Hat Records, who we love. They are the premier Las Vegas and surrounding areas punk label, and they are basically described as a punk surf 80s classics revisit band sort of thing. So as you can hear underneath us right now, they cover well-known 80s songs in a surf style, and it's really good, and I really like it. And this is a new album that's out, and I insisted that you made a bed out of it, and you have done. Thank you very much for that.
That's okay, sounds good.
And well done to the new waves. Now, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. We might. I still haven't been going to the cinema. I have now completely missed Star Wars. It is gone from the cinema. So I might go and watch Incredibles. That's come out this week. Apart from that, not a lot, really.
I can't believe you missed Solo, Tony.
I know. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I quite like watching Star Wars at the cinema, but I missed it.
Yeah, I do. I normally go to watch it at the flicks when it comes out. That's one of the only films I don't wait to be on telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've clearly missed it as well. But it did pass me by a bit, this one.
It came home without much fanfare, didn't it?
It did, didn't it?
I got used to the Christmas one, you know. I quite liked it in Christmas.
Yeah. Well, perhaps this one will be one of those hidden gems that will become a cult super film that you got to watch and all that. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
I've got my walking tour on Saturday. It's going well, thanks for asking.
Excellent.
You can look at nuttynottingham.co.uk to find out more about that. And I'm in a bit of a sport void, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
I'm having so much going on with cricket and tennis and football. Excuse me. then I ain't got anything this week, really.
Hmm.
I might have to arrange a 10-pin bowling night or tiddlywinks or something. just to keep up the sport. So, yeah, I'm not doing much.
Yeah.
So that would suggest that we should probably just play another song.
Let's do that, yeah.
We do that. Hmm. Here's a band we've never played before, Tony. The Callus with Lee Ranaldo. Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth fame.
Okay.
Has got involved with these weird dudes. The Callus is a kind of art project rather than just a band. The best way to find out more about them is go to their website, which is
thecallusband.com.
Thecallus.com, Tony. I even gave you the clue that they weren't just a band.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Callus, CALLAS.com, which evens it up rather nicely at Paulie the Internet 4, Tony 4. So this song is the only one we've been sent, which is why it makes me think they kind of do different things, and as an art project, they're doing music this week, they might do something else. I will say that they describe themselves as Athens post-punk, which is, we love a bit of Athens music, Tony. The music of Greece, when it's alternative, this ain't no Demis Roussos.
Okay.
It's great. I think you'll like this. So anyway, pulling into it for Tony 4, and this is The Callus with Lee Ranaldo, and this is Acid Books. You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Callous with Lee Ronaldo, a band I've never heard of before, rather an art project I've never heard of before, featuring a rather amazing man. There you go. Oh, Tony.
Yes.
What do you want me to ask you first?
Twat.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Is that simple? All twats receive your thanks. Can't do the feature without you. Every twat responded to. Thank you very much. Sussex Saints been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints.
And this did come through last week, so it's a little bit late.
Right. Okay.
He says, hi, Tony. It's been a busy day on the political news front, hasn't it?
It's been a busy day on Punky Radio for Sussex Saints.
Hasn't it just? The dam has burst and the Tories are spilling out of the cabinet at a Corbyn-style rate. So who's the twat? Well, I think that collective responsibility means that we have to twat the whole fucking political class. What a bunch of useless and ineffective twats. So the political class who mostly reside in London are twats. And that's from Sussex Saints.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, it was I guess this came in the back of Boris Johnson and David Davis, whatever his name is, blokey, resigning.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If I'd been them, I'd have resigned as well, just for the record.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she's made a mess of what the majority voted for, Tony.
Fair enough.
It's all right. But, I mean, look, the thing is, right now, the government aren't giving anybody what they asked for.
No, it is a mess. I stay out of the whole thing, but it is a mess.
Yes.
And I think the only thing, David says that he just couldn't in whole heart support it and argue for it. I thought that was fair enough, actually. I thought but anyway. So yeah, I'm fine with this.
I am too.
So so for the whole political things at the moment, the political class who mostly reside in London
is a twat.
There are many reasons.
Yes, and we like your twats, keep them coming. Now, what was the other thing, Tony? Is there more news from Dundee?
Yeah, so I had an email from Gary Middleton as well. We could book in the show with him. So, in response to the iTunes, the iTunes reviews do help us out. So, if you have iTunes and you can review us, please do so. Go to punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link, just follow that. But Gary sent me an email in response to that. He says, hi, Tony. I don't have an iTunes account. I don't particularly want one, but I do want to leave a review. However, I discovered a website called Podchaser a while ago. It seems to want to become the IMDb of podcasts. So I did leave a review on there. 5 stars, obviously.
Ooh, all right.
I don't know if you're aware of the site or even how big a user base it has, but I thought it might be another way to get the word out and hopefully be good for Punky's continuing success. I've listened for a good few years now and have never really been involved apart from when you kind of twatted the Dundee Council members who were trying to close my school. They still did. The twats. So hopefully Podchaser is way spreading the word. Even if I've been meaning to tell you about it for about a year. Take care. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds. I've not checked it yet, but I will do. Thank you very much, Gary, for reviewing us on there.
Thank you, lovely man.
Anybody listening does use it, can you let us know? If you remember about it, there are so many different podcast things in the world that are not Apple based. It would be good to get some feedback from anybody who uses alternatives. But if you do specifically use Podchaser, if you can review us there and give us more details, so that'd be great to know. But I will also have a look at it and do some homework.
That'd be fantastic. Now, Tony, Union Morbide.
Okay.
Were 90s hardcore punks from Heemskerk in Holland, which I have visited on a number of occasions because we have, it's a long story, but family friends to do with my grandfather and an exchange of steelworks. So I was very surprised that there was a punk band from there, Heemskerk being a very conservative little town.
Right.
This came through from, now I can never remember what, this could be your new music label, I think, or this could be your favourite. TB something or other. Anyway, great label. They've sent a few things, but they've got such a long whatever it's called. What do you call it when it's loads of initials?
Oh, it's not an acronym, is it? It's something else.
Are we going acronym?
I always got an acronym, but I was told wrong. It's, I think, yeah, you're right. I think mnemonic.
Whichever one it is, anyway, it's that.
No.
TC, this could be... Perhaps it's just TCBYML. This could be your music label.
Right.
I should have checked, shouldn't I? Anyway, point is, they've only gone and dug up an old Union Morbide song that they bought out again. Now, Union Morbide are currently not gigging. I don't think they're even in hiatus. I think there might just be no more, but you never know, do you? But they have got a Facebook page, which is current. What is Union Morbide's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Union Morbide?
It is.
Ooh.
Tony 5, Paul of Internet 4.
Excellent.
How about that? Well done, man. This is Old Punk. That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I have had Sky Sports on mute in the background, Tony, while we've been making this show. And the thing that runs along the bottom telling you stuff that's happening and information that has just revealed that Wales record sevens try scorer is none other than Luke Morgan. Luke Morgan is also the lead singer of the Highliners. Not the same guy, but we've had two Steve Whitehouses and two Luke Morgans this week.
Blimey.
And Nottingham Forest played at 10 o'clock this morning and beat Malaga 3-0.
Oh.
Quite clearly the early bird catches the worm there. And there was me thinking there was no sport this week. It is, of course, the Open Golf, so I'm happy. Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio, I think. It's podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Ander. That's Radio Ander. That's ANDRA.SE. Alternatively, if you do have an Alexa, don't forget, you can download the Punky Radio skill to your Alexa device. Just go to the Alexa website or Amazon and search for Punky Radio skill. You can download it, and then you can hear us on command is what you can do.
There you go.
on command.
Yeah.
Also, you will notice that Union Morbide song was one of the fastest songs you ever played on the show. My apologies to the family of Paul Jordan if he is now dead. But his demise is his own fault.
That is true.
Yes. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
But you can't.